Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
2:46, Chad Hartman back here with you on News Talk 830 WCCO. Follow us on Twitter at Chad Hartman Show, at AC830, at Dan Cook WCCO. Biggest story in this state took place 25 hours ago when the respective mayors of Minneapolis and St. Paul, Jacob Frey and Melvin Carter, announced a vaccine and testing requirement for restaurants and bars. And the mayor of Minneapolis, Jacob Frey, is with us. Jacob, as always, thank you very much. I want to read the opening graphs from a Supreme Court decision that happened in the last hour. The Supreme Court has stopped the Biden administration from enforcing a requirement that employees at large businesses be vaccinated against COVID-19 or undergo weekly testing and wear a mask on the job. At the same time, the court is allowing the administration to proceed with a vaccine mandate for most healthcare workers in the United States. Does this decision in any way affect what you and Melvin Carter offered up yesterday?
Chad, thanks for having me again. I don't believe so. However, we've got our attorneys that are looking into the matter right now to determine the breadth of this particular Supreme Court decision and whether it applies only to the Biden administration and their particular program, or if it goes further than that. So I believe the answer is no, but I can't give you a definitive yet.
Part of the frustration I am hearing from restaurant owners is two things. One, they feel like they have been beat up consistently since COVID came in, that when policies have been put in place to try to deal with this horrifying virus, which has killed millions across the globe and approaching 850,000 in this country, that it has hit their industry as hard, if not harder than any. And also the second part, that they did not get any communication from your administration at all, that if there could have been some back and forth, they might not have agreed on everything, but there could have been parts that made more sense and could have appealed to all people involved. How do you respond to those two points?
Well, to the first point, I'd say they're right. Restaurants and bars have been hit particularly hard through this global pandemic. And undoubtedly, yeah, there is a great deal of burden that's on them. And at the same time, the whole purpose of taking this step right now is to avoid closures. It's to stay open. It's to make sure that our businesses can continue to operate and we can make sure to keep people safe when COVID numbers are spiking dramatically right now and ICU beds are at a practical all-time low. So that's the goal here. I will say we did reach out to quite a few businesses. Did we hit every single business in the entire city? No, the answer is no, we didn't. But our staff in our community planning and economic development department did do quite a bit of outreach. I did outreach personally. We heard loud and clear a variety of different perspectives. I'll tell you, some were very supportive, saying that if there was a vaccine requirement and or testing requirement in place, that more people would feel comfortable patroning their local business. Others said that this was a burden that they didn't want to deal with when they've already been hit very hard through the global pandemic. So there wasn't a unanimity of opinion, and I respect that. I mean, I think the message here is this is an opportunity for you to patron your local business, your local bar or restaurant in Minneapolis, while feeling a whole lot safer doing so. You can trust that people around you will be vaccinated and or have received a negative test in the last 3 days. And let's stand up for our local businesses, let's keep them open, and let's make sure they feel the support that they most definitely need.
Well, I'll say this. As someone who talked to multiple people who own restaurants, and then I've talked to four or five very influential people who know dozens and dozens of restaurants, they all were saying that they didn't hear anybody from the administration, and they knew of no one who did hear from somebody. So is that an area where the communication could have been better and should have been better?
I'm sure the communication can always be better. We talked with quite a few businesses and restaurant operators. I'm not going to name names now. I personally reached out to probably 15.
On the idea of keeping the businesses open and people feeling safe, I know some people absolutely feel that way, and I know other cities have tried it. But for the businesses who are just hanging on right now and have been hanging on, you know, in the months after March of 2020, and they are fearful that this is going to be the final nail, that more people who may be hesitant to go to downtown Minneapolis, as an example, or other parts of Minneapolis because of actual crime issues or perceived crime issues, and now when they see this and say, enough is enough, what do you say to those business owners?
Well, first, I would encourage everyone to look at the data that other cities that have already implemented recently are seeing. And yes, there are some people that are not vaccinated, that don't want to get a test, and they're saying, you know what, I'd rather take my business somewhere else. I hear that. There's also a whole lot of people out there that are vaccinated and that welcome this change because it helps to keep them safe and it helps to keep their loved ones safe as well. What we're seeing right now is almost an all-time low in the number of ICU beds that we have available. The most recent numbers show that we just had 0.6%. 0.6% of our ICU beds were open and available. And what that means is that with just a slight uptick, suddenly someone who was in a car accident or someone who was in a real severe, having some real severe trauma, has to wait. That results in loss of lives. And if we're going to continue going down that road, I'll tell you, it's just not acceptable. So I totally understand the frustration here. Believe me, I'm frustrated. And at the same time, you know, we have an obligation to make sure that we keep people alive through this spike. Now, one other thing, though, I know you got another question coming. I'm hopeful that we're nearing the end of the tunnel here. Omicron is a weaker variant, but is highly contagious. And we've also seen in other cities that it's worked its way through relatively quickly and numbers have dropped off relatively quickly. And so this is a temporary measure. And so let's all step up and lock arms now. Let's get through these most difficult times in this last and final stretch, hopefully, so that we can then get rid of this regulation and move forward.
The mayor of Minneapolis, Jacob Frey, is with us. Goes into play next Wednesday. Who is going to enforce this? And if restaurants, bars violate this, what is the punishment?
So this is complaint-based. And I'll tell you, this is not us as the city looking to be heavy-handed on the businesses that are already working very hard. That's not our goal here. And in fact, I mean, I don't even know of an instance where we have come down hard on a business because we want to work with them. Additionally, for those that are frustrated with this particular requirement or this new regulation, don't come down on your local businesses. Don't come down on the servers or those that are, you know, trying to just do the right thing. You know, take it up with me. It's an issue that you feel free to come after me a little bit on the topic. I'm the one that made the decision. It's not them.
So if someone goes to a place and nobody's checking them, they should reach out to the city. And then if you know about it and a place is doing this multiple times, what happens to that business?
So initially, they'll get you'll have someone from the city reach out to them and say, "Hey, you're out of compliance. What can we do to get you back in compliance?" If there's overt a refusal overall to ultimately comply, then yes, then we have the potential to go further with fines or even further than that. But again, that has not been the case with our local restaurants and bars. They have been willing to work with us, and we want to make sure that we're doing everything possible. So overall, these complaints, they'll be collected through 311, and we'll work with those licensed businesses to see if we need additional enforcement if necessary.
Let me try to get to two last points with about 2 minutes to go. Does this only apply to bars and restaurants serving alcohol?
No,
so all restaurants, so it has nothing to do if they're serving alcohol. Okay, because some people wondered about that earlier. Why not to the athletes, the entertainers who are performing, Target Center, wherever it might be, wherever an act might be playing, if that building doesn't already have it enforced already? Why not make it a la Brooklyn, an area you know well, where Kyrie Irving can't play for the Nets? Why should players for NBA teams be allowed to bypass this?
Well, it's a fair point there. Part of it is just the legalities of making sure that we can put into place a policy that doesn't get overturned. There are areas where we as a city have authority. There are areas that are beyond our purview. And so we wanted to make it as simple and as straightforward as possible. You know, I recognize that it's not perfect. I do. That being said, we're trying to move forward in a way that is as clean as possible.
Okay, last one. Why 2 to 5 year olds and tests? Why not give them an exception?
Yep, that's a good point, actually, and that's something that I'd like to change.
So, well, you're the mayor.
No,
is it going to change?
Something that we're working on right now, actually.
Okay, so I should take that in the next 24 hours we will have a change in that area.
Yeah, I don't know about 24 hours, but I'd actually hope to do it even sooner than then. I think that it should stop at a 5 year old. You know, it would make sense because you know you can get vaccinated down to that age, but not down to 2, obviously. And so this was an area where I think we can clean it up a bit more.
So before it kicks in next Wednesday, it will be resolved.
Yes, that is very much my intention.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Yeah, appreciate you, Chad.
The mayor of Minneapolis on the pressing topic at hand, I am sure. Paula Giordana, like us, will take texts and phone calls on it. Be sure to listen. Check us out on Twitter, at Chad Hartman Show, at Dan Cook, WCCO, and Mr. Clean, at AC830.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.